Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Join us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Superior Livestock's final video auction of the year coming Thursday, December 17th, broadcast live on Dish Network Satellite 997, SLA TV, and SuperiorClickToBid.com. 8 a.m. start time, 25,000 plus to sell, 6,200 yearling steers, 4,500 yearling heifers, and over 11,000 weaned calves. If you like details when a lot will sell or to preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call 1-800-422-2117. Merry Christmas from Superior Livestock.
It's the Griswold Cattle Company 2020 Female Classic Sale. 500 head will sell on Saturday, December 19th, starting at 11 a.m. in Stillwater. Bred cows, bred heifers, open heifer prospects, 68 embryos, and over 500 units of semen to sell. These females are the kind that you can build a program around. To view the catalog, go to GriswoldCattle.com. Griswold Cattle Company's 2020 Female Classic Sale, Saturday, December 19th. For questions, call John Griswold at 405-780-3300.
Today's livestock futures were generally quiet. December live cattle finished down 50 at 108.52. The February is down 22 at 112.70. April down 25 at 116.82. Feeder cattle were quiet as well, but they were green across the board here. January up 7 at 139.90. The March is up 30 at 140.77. The kill today looks like it's going to be right at 120,000, which is pretty much the average. Last week at this time is 115,000. Week to date, 240,000. Week to date, last week was 234. So we're making some progress there with the 120,000 per day killed. Box beef, of course, continues to slide. Choice was down 59 cents at midday at 209.10. Select actually up 2 cents at 192.32. The choice select spread was $16.78. The on-feed report, which is Friday, there's some estimates out. The on-feed number as of December 1st is expected to show 100% of last year. The place number, 91.5% of last year. So lower placements and then marketed 98.1% of last year. So this is early reports. That report will come out after the close this Friday afternoon.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Are you looking for something unusual or hard to find? But you just might find it on HiBid.com. It's the online auction site for, well, just about everything. HiBid.com has estate sales, closeouts, liquidations, even government-seized vehicle auctions. And it's easy to bid on office furniture, antiques, sports memorabilia, restaurant equipment, motorboats, and even arcade games. You can search for items by name or just simply see where the next page takes you. Visit HiBid.com. That's HIBID.com. And find what you're looking for today.
Today's grain trade, generally higher across the board, led higher by the soybean futures. January beans were up 16 cents, 11.85 and a half. The March is up 15 and three quarters, 11.90. Out there in that new crop, November of 2021 soybeans, they were only up 6 cents at 10.65. Looks like the corn's going to finish about a penny higher here with March at 4.25. It's really just been trading right there for a couple of weeks. Then wheat bounced back some today. July Kansas City up 3 3/4 cents at 5.72 and a quarter. July Chicago up two at 5.96 and a half. That July Kansas City Chicago wheat spread had been trading from 30 to 35 cents. It's sort of broken out and it's currently at 25 cents. So what that means is the Kansas City July is 25 cents lower than July Chicago. If you go back and look over the last 20 or 30 years, it's actually the other way around, with the higher protein Kansas City typically higher than the Chicago wheat. Currently, the stock market is up 350 points. It looks like there's some progress being made on the COVID relief package. And, of course, the Electoral College vote yesterday, in some people's view, kind of quietened the whole Trump versus Biden thing down a little bit. Of course, there's still quite a bit of controversy, but the stock market so far today is up. Crude oil currently up about 30 cents at 47.30.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. It may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.